from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brian Windhorst, ESPN, reporting the Warriors. They want in on Paul George in a big way, and they're even prepared, Guru, to max him out for 4 years.
And my heart just quivered, because you have to do something. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Write that down. And I'm just excited if they pull something off like this to see if it works. And what really just melts my heart is the fact that they're really doing this, because they know Steph and Dre and Steve Kerr got a few more years left at this thing, Stoney, and I'm not mad. If they pull this off and it's PG-13, your boy's all in, and it'll be the easiest basketball he's ever played.
Who?
Paul George.
Oh, yeah, it'll be easier than with Kawhi Leonard. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's Brian Windhorst, just so you guys can hear it for yourself.
Paul George, frankly, wants 4 years. He wants a full-out max. And there are a number of teams out there, I am told, that are prepared to give it to him, who are prepared to trade for him. One of those teams, potentially, is up the coast in Golden State. Golden State is big fish hunting. Remember, last trade deadline, they put a call in about LeBron James. They are sniffing around big deals. If Paul George is willing to leave, they would like to be an option for him. But any of these places that Paul would need to go via trade would have to get worked out with the Clippers, and would have to get worked out by Saturday. The Clippers, I think, are in a position where they kind of want to call Paul's bluff,
yeah,
that he would actually want to leave his hometown of L.A. So that's one of the most interesting things to watch in terms of stare downs between now and this weekend.
Wow. What do you think, Goo?
Man, Paul George was on his podcast, I believe, a week ago or a few days ago, and he said, you know, it's not just about winning. He wants to go and play a great brand of basketball. So we'll see. And I'm telling you, Stoney, the Warriors, if they run it back, I'm going to be excited either way. But I'll be hella excited if somehow they can add the quality of PG-13 to go with Steph. And PG-13, at his age, Stoney, can still play D, can do a lot of things, man. So let's see, because everything around the league is popping off. You're watching the Knicks do what they do and all these other moves. Why not us? Shout out Kendrick. Not like us, but why not us?
Look, you guys know the deal. 888-957-9570 is the number. This looks like it has legs. Windhorst, as far as I'm concerned, is the real deal. But there's somebody else, too, that's reporting similar things, and that's Mark Stein, formerly of the Dallas Morning News. Mark Stein says that the Warriors are also in on Paul George, that they that they may be a player for Paul George. All right, Paul George, 34 years old.
He's too old.
No, I hear him saying it now.
If this is the way they're going to go, this is the way they're going to go. I have this written down, Goo. Of Jimmy Butler, these are the guys we've been talking about. Of Jimmy Butler, Paul George, and Kevin Durant, let's say. Hell, I'll throw DeRozan in there because he's 35.
Right. DeMar.
Which one would you want out of those four?
Number one would be Kevin Durant. And it's Kevin Durant because they have rapport. They've done it. I think he could hit the ground running. I'll leave that there. And then number two would be Jimmy Butler for the mentals, assuming health. And I'm assuming health on all of them. And three would be PG-13, Steiny. And he wouldn't come here being a one. That one is still Steph and what he brings and the focus that the defense would have to, you know, use on him. And PG could eat from what he does. And then with Draymond Green being able to facilitate. So that would be my order. But either one of these guys gets me excited and aroused. So I'm ready. I'm ready, Steiny. I'm ready for some basketball whoopee.
Well, I'm
give it to me now.
I mean, I'm not gung-ho on an older guy.
Boy.
But if you're going
to give this ageism from
gonna,
you.
If you're going to give me an older guy, I like Paul George among these names. I do.
Man, you think it could happen?
It feels like it's possible.
So when do we find out about CP3 and that component of if they're going to is that Friday?
If they don't push the deadline back, it's Friday.
Okay. If they don't push it back, we'll find out by Friday.
Correct.
All right. Shout out Cube.
Paul George, ladies and gentlemen, has missed 36% of his games the last 5 years. The last 5 years, he's missed 34, 28, 51, 26. Last year, he played 74 games.
Okay, I like that. That's the most recent.
That scares me.
Yeah. Everything really scares you, though, if you're over 34.
No, young player. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
It does.
I'm scared of Willard.
In this day and age, it absolutely does. But
Willard and Diaz from Chase today.
That's a good call. Yep. So the other thing, if the Warriors if they were to acquire Paul George, I don't know what it would mean for Jonathan Kuminga, because I don't see how they, in theory, I guess they could pay Paul George 50 plus million and then extend Kuminga this year, but then they're going to have to do something next year, because I don't see how they can have 225. I mean,
but what if you just deal with that next year? But I hear you.
Well, it's not like football. Like the 49ers.
Yeah.
I feel like I guess if you get Paul George in here, you may have to do something with Wiggins, obviously. That's gonna impact the Kuminga extension or not. I gotta believe Clay's done, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they can put this thing together somehow. I don't know. But the centerpiece is Paul George.
Well, how could Clay start if Paul George was a Warrior? Like, if I believe Clay, his role is a big part of this too, and that equals his ego. I don't think there's a scenario, Stoney, to where the Warriors would bring in PG-13 and Clay be able to start. Now, Clay might be like, "Goo, what are you talking about? As long as they give me the right amount of money, I'm here." But Stoney, if they get PG-13, I'm assuming Clay's gone.
Yeah, I would too, but I kind of think Clay's gone anyway. But couldn't you just, in theory, if you move Wiggins, just have Steph, Clay, Paul George, Draymond, and
TJD,
and somebody else? Yeah.
So is there a scenario in your mind right now, as you have your lovely golf Wednesday sweater on, could they get Paul George and keep Kuminga?
I don't see how long term. Now, if they extend Kuminga this offseason,
and he makes 30,
and he makes 30 plus million, the 30 plus doesn't kick in next year. It kicks in the year after.
Wow.
But I mean, are they really going to have Steph at 55, Paul George at 55, Wiggins at 25, Draymond at 25, Kuminga at 30?
No, they're not.
They can't do that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's the other thing. If you get Paul George and you're looking at what the Knicks did yesterday, Knicks got Mikal Bridges, another guy from who Villanova. Was coveted. Everybody would have loved to see Mikal Bridges on the Warriors. There's no doubt. What a fit he would have been. Would you give up four unprotected picks for Mikal Bridges? Because that's what it took to get him. Four unprotected first round picks. I mean, I guess you would say, well, if the Knicks can do it, we can do it. I don't know.
You know me, Steiny.
Yeah, I'm out.
I want what I want, and to hell, tomorrow's not promised.
There's a difference between the Knicks and the Warriors,
no doubt.
And
they've been stacking. They got picks still, too.
Well, the Knicks are younger.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a younger team.
888-957-9570
is the number. The NBA draft is today, the first round. Warriors do not have a pick. That'll come tomorrow at 52, unless, of course, they jump in to the first round. Who knows? 888-957-9570 is the number. Paul George is in the Warriors' crosshairs. Do you like it? Do you like it? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Eric. Eric's in Oakland. What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
Yo, what's up, 95.7 The Game, Guru Steiny?
Yeah.
What up, baby?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we out here, man. We out here. Look, man, I'm saying no to trading for Paul George.
Oh.
Why are we trading our guys that we drafted that won championships for a high-priced free agent, though? You know what I mean? There's other free agents out there that they could bring in that will help the squad. Like a Nick Claxton. They need a bully to go alongside Draymond so we can start beating some of these squads up, like Denver and Minnesota, who got an element of softness to them. And when you look at the Warriors roster currently and you look at some of the teams that were in the playoffs this year, you go, man, they could still man up on these boys and win one. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And Paul George is not a great outside shooter. He can drive to the bucket and get you some easy points. However, we got guys that could do that already. Let our youngsters do that, man. You keep every guy that you drafted that brought you a championship. Man, these Warriors were bottom feeders before these guys came along. And I'm going to emphasize this. I'm going to continue to emphasize this. You bring all big three back. Dre, Clay, Steph, until the wheels fall off. You understand me? Let me leave you with this.
I don't know what you got planned today. I hear you. I love the energy. But turn on the play-in game against Sacramento. That will change your mind. I keep watching it. So everything you're saying, it didn't manifest. It's something's wrong. We don't have a Paul George.
Well, you go get Nick Claxton, man. You get some guys down low that can play bully ball along with Draymond. And our guards. Guards that we are.
I don't know if you caught the great. I need to quit doing that. CJ McCollum. He was on Get Up this morning.
This is what I have the sound.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin.
So you,
Evan,
if you have, if,
since I've been back,
yeah, if you know been, that we have the sound, we can just play.
Now you know
CJ McCollum, or no. You can try now, to interpret
I'm
what he said
real.
That we have in our.
I admit I'm Robin and Pittman, I like that.
What does that mean?
I don't call the plays, and when you were gone for a week, that elf boy. I didn't know we had that sound.
Oh, How about that?
Yeah, I didn't know we had that. A source just texted me saying, you just play it.
I'll tell you what, we could have a fun time. Why don't you tell everybody what you think CJ McCollum said?
Okay, somebody in the NBA just texted me that he said, if the Warriors pull this off, this would be the biggest move of free agency thus far.
All right, let's see if that's what CJ McCollum said. Where was this, by the way?
Get Up. On Get Up.
Yeah. Get Up, Stand Up. Stand up for your right. You don't even know who that is.
Bob Marley. I'm talking to Evan.
All right, CJ McCollum. Last I checked, he was still in the league, but he's commenting.
He has to decide what matters most.
Paul George.
Does he want to be in L.A.? He's from there. I know the family dynamics of being closer to home, what that means. Does he want to continue to play alongside Kawhi and bet on health? Obviously, James probably coming back as well. Does he want to explore living on the East Coast? Yeah. You know, I've been in New York a little while. It's nice here. It's nice outside of New York and some of the surrounding cities. Does he want to explore that? Does he want to explore seeing what happens with Clay, whether he leaves or stays? So I think he has to kind of figure out what his priorities are and who he wants to kind of play alongside as he gets closer to the latter part of his
career. Can I ask you something? If it's winning, if it's about winning, it would be where?
To the Bay. Him, Steph, Dre, together.
You like that better than Maxie, him, and Joel?
Well, the health. We talk about
okay,
health.
Okay, okay.
Wow. Funny, he's talking about Joel Embiid's health.
Man.
What about Paul George's health?
I guess 74 games last year.
Man.
Recency bias. He said the Bay, Steiny. Man, if I'm Dre and Steph, Steiny, and we've done this before, last year was bad. I just, again, this is no slight to any of the young players that might be included in this package to get Paul George, but that's the way that it looks like the Warriors are going to go to get that. Yeah, we know they're older, Steiny, but they can bring immediate impact, and we'd rather go that route than waiting for the eggs to hatch and our guys then being really older.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the only thing I disagree with is the premise that if you get Paul George, you automatically have action again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be different, and he's a hell of a player, and it could work, but are they just Paul George away? And then the question is, it's easy to say you want Paul George, but what does it, I guess the question I have to Warrior fans too is, does it really, if you can get Paul George, does it really matter who you're giving up? I mean, I got to believe that it's going to be tough to keep Kuminga
if you get Paul George. You would think.
Now, I understand that maybe there's some wiggle room because you could extend Kuminga and it doesn't kick in till next year. But what if you pull a 49ers with Jonathan Kuminga and you just say, hey, Jonathan, you're not getting extended this year. We're going to play it out, and next year, you're still restricted.
Oh, man.
So we could match any salary. That might be the way to go with Kuminga if you can get Paul George in here.
But I'll tell you what. Get the best Kuminga with that, Steiny.
What's that?
Kind of sticking it to him.
I know. That would have to be something that you take into consideration. 888-957-9570 is the number. Paul George. Warriors have interest in Paul George. There's some veterans out there. Jimmy Butler.
I'm excited.
Apparently he's going to be traded.
Man.
Kevin Durant.
KD.
According to Stephen A. Smith, the Suns are going to trade Kevin Durant. I just threw DeMar DeRozan in there. He's also a free agent. 888-957-9570. Are you liking what you're sniffing here with the Warriors in the direction that they look like they'd like to go in?
Yes, you know I am, Steiny. We'll be out at Chase after Willard and Dibs are out there today, the second part of the draft. This is what I'm talking about. This is poker. Kenny Rogers, Steiny, the gambler, all in. Let's go. May not work, but you feel it. You think it could. And what you just said about action, Steiny, the reality is this team didn't even qualify for the offs.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's go to Mac. Mac Zach.
Oh.
Mac Zach in Oakland. What's up, Mac Zach? How you doing, man? Mac Zach in Oakland. Mac Zach is
Mac,
in Oakland.
Mac,
what's
baby.
Up, Mac Zach? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call,
sure.
Fellas. I heard something interesting this morning on First Take. I don't know if it just slipped through the cracks or whatever, but acquiring Hartenstein and who would you give up in order to get him from New York?
Well, I got to look at New York's got to be figuring some stuff out. Anunoby opted out, so he's a free agent.
But they still got interest trying to make it happen.
I'm sure. But they got to pay Hartenstein too. So I don't know.
But
what
don't
kind
we have
of
our a, Hartenstein with TJD? I know he's not this tall, but you know what I mean? Like, what's not to like about the center position for the Warriors right now with TJD and Looney as the backup?
Well, Hartenstein's better, I would think, than TJD. Maybe not down the line. But, I mean, the other thing is, if if you get Paul George, maybe you actually try to get older in other spots, right? Because it's going to be your last chance, or one of your last chances. I'll tell you what is, I mean, listen, you think about it. The Warriors, are they really going to acquire Paul George?
Oh, boy.
And max him out for 4 years?
I think
he's 30.
Yeah.
He's almost 35. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah. Let me look here.
He'd be 38.
He just turned 34.
He just turned 34.
Right. So he'd be mad.
So he'll be 38. That is scary as hell.
But, Stoney, you keep looking at these athletes like they're fat and big boned. Like,
no, I'm looking at – he's missed one out of every three games in the past 5 years.
Right.
And you know what? It's funny. I know you're going to – Sam, I'm just saying this. I don't like the fact that he played 74 games last year.
I was going to say, well, what if it was 64 this year? You probably 65. You call that a win. Like, well, if he could build something.
Then what about the next year? And the next year?
You can't get that satisfaction in life now.
No,
Stoney.
But you better be damn well prepared if you're going to pay Paul George for 4 years. I mean.
Yeah, I hear you. I got you.
And
well, it's
he
the
gets
same
hurt
with Draymond. It's the same with Draymond Green when you gave him four. That was
exactly
a risk too.
Yeah. But don't you get it? If you're signing these guys to long-term contracts and they're old,
yes,
it's like the risk is significantly greater that something could happen. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Saul. Saul is in Walnut Creek. Hey, Saul, how you doing?
Hey guys, I'm doing well. Listening to your show, driving to the airport right now, but I'm thinking you guys are talking a lot about the contracts, you know, a year, 2 years from now with Paul George and Kuminga, but I think the fact of the matter is that, you know, once the current roster just does not work, okay? Mm. Once Steph is gone, and we need to be honest with ourselves as Warriors fans.
Okay.
But 2 years from now, this Warriors team is done. Once Steph is no longer playing at that level, they won't be competing for championships. They won't be a contender. And we need to stop with this two timeline, you know, crap that the front office is doing. And it's what's screwed this team the last 2 years. And we're lucky we got a ship in 2022. You know, the Warriors have two choices. They can try to, you know, contend with Steph, or they need to start over.
Right.
And I don't I don't think that, you know, currently they have all these young guys, you know, a lot of potential who don't, but the thing is they don't have, the older guys aren't good enough to like carry, you know,
yeah,
the Celtics essentially, yeah, you know.
The Warriors core right now is not good enough to carry the young guys where they're at their
exactly.
career, and the young guys aren't ready yet to carry a yeah. big part of the mantle, right?
So the Warriors have to sell the farm. I'd say sell everything if you can keep Kuminga. Kuminga's the only one I'd say.
Gotcha.
The only young guy with star potential. You know, Pods is really good. I don't think he could be like an all NBA caliber player. I think Kuminga is the only one in that group who has that type of skill. So I'd say sell the farm if you can get a star alongside Steph. And I'd worry about the contract stuff later. I think we need to realize that once Steph is done, the Warriors.
All right. Thanks, Saul. You're breaking
up. Have a nice trip. I'll say this, Donnie. You and Evan, tell me what you think and the listeners. I think the Warriors need Paul George more than Paul George needs the Warriors, and that's why they would extend him. Like, they're going all in because they know and they see the handwriting on the wall, and you guys just said it so eloquently in regard to where the youngsters and where the OGs are at. Steiny, I feel like the Warriors, unlike the Giants, need to go big game hunting and not a overpay, but do some things to make you scratch your head, and extending Paul George would be one of them. But in the meantime, on the court, I think you get back into the field. You get back into the race.
888-957-9570 is the number. A couple texts on the Xfinity Mobile text line. You would jump in there. 888-957-9570. Also, that's the phone number if you want to chat us up. 650, stop talking about Trace Jackson Davis like he's that. Anthony Davis. All right, 925 just says that. No. Then the 209 says no to Paul George. He's crystal, meaning he's brittle.
74 games, baby.
And then, of course, the 916 sticking it to me. Steiny, of course, hating on any potential move the moves Warriors make. Not exactly true.
No, you said you're okay with Paul George.
If you're going in that direction, which I don't like.
Right, right.
Go ahead. And I think Paul George is the most well-rounded of those kind of veteran players.
But they need
but
to do
I wouldn't
something.
Do it.
Yeah, I would.
36%. He's been plagued by injury.
But yet you won't give him credit for the recent year of 74.
Okay, at 74, that scares me. Oh, like that,
everything does when it comes. The age scares you.
I mean, the bottom line is he's going to have to be healthy for this thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.